Good morning. So storms are in the heart of our readings today. Just a brief recap, the story of Job. If you're not familiar with it or if you haven't read the book lately, and I do recommend sitting and reading the whole thing. It's a great meditation really on grief in the book of Job. He is someone who has it all, if you will. He's got land, he's got cattle and sheep, he's got a family, a beautiful family, and all these things. And one by one, they're taken away from him. And Job ends up with nothing. And he remains for a while faithful, insisting on being faithful to God, but in the end, he kind of reaches his limit. And he cries out, "Why, O Lord, why did this happen to me?" And that question, why, is at the heart of grief. We've all asked that question when something hasn't gone right. And it makes grief an extremely important spiritual experience for all of us. And the book of Job addresses that question. But Job cries out to God, and God's answer is our first reading this morning. He doesn't answer Job directly, but he just reminds Job that he is God, and Job is not. And who is he to question the one who created everything, who puts the sea in its place? And that is, in a sense, God's answer to Job in that book. In our gospel reading, of course, Mark is the first of the gospels, a rather simple presentation, which is in all of the gospels, and we delightfully expanded, especially in Matthew's version of this, where Peter tries to walk on the water too, tries to walk on the water in the midst of the storm. But here we just focus on the storm, and it tells us Jesus is asleep in the boat. There's meaning to that. If you want to go into the meaning of what his sleep is, I'd recommend on YouTube you can get Bishop Barron's sermon for today. And he gives you two possible reasons there. But for us, nevertheless, Jesus wakes, the apostles wake him, and he calms the storm and questions their faith. Storms are at times very frightening for us. They can be life-threatening. They are certainly powerful and seemingly destructive. And yet they're a necessary part of the earth's continual renewal. Storms may take lives, but they also give life. We learn from nature both the benefits of storms and that they soon pass, and whatever is normal returns. The storms of life are like that. The big difference, though, is that now we can predict the weather storms with amazing accuracy. They can tell us it's going to start raining at 4:37, and it does. But knowing that, we can prepare for the storms coming in whatever ways we need to, depending on what's coming. But while the storms of life are different, oftentimes they come suddenly and unexpectedly and catch us unaware. In our readings today, we're invited to see how faith can bring us through these storms with a rainbow on the other side. There is a way to prepare. When Jesus tells his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side," he's not just speaking about that physical journey from one side to the other of the Sea of Galilee, about 5 miles or so. So they were out in the middle of a lot of water. But he's also speaking to them about a journey of discovery about God. To the other side, who Jesus is, and the directed power of his might. This is really about resurrection faith, as we will see. In our first reading, we find Job angry with God. As I say, he had lost everything. He learns that God alone can answer his prayers, that God was on his side, and although all-powerful, was also deeply in love. In the gospel, the story makes this most important point when Jesus wakes and calms the raging waters, leaving his companions awestruck, wondering, "Who is this? For to quell the wind and the sea is clearly divine." In a sense, it's the same lesson as for Job. The disciples were terrified. They were helpless and about to lose life itself. They cried out. In a sense, we're all in that same boat. The boat, an image of the church, but it also just an image of life itself. We all experience times of fear and of helplessness. And the promise is that we are never alone. God is with us and has the power, more of his love than his might, to help. In the terrible persecutions of the early church, they must have been comforted remembering this incident of the boat in the storm. No less important is it for our time, when we remember it, when the waters of chaos seem poised to overwhelm the world again. In our own fragile and yet at times chaotic lives, or on the larger stage with war and famine and corruption. The story of the boat in the storm has meaning that is larger than any single incident in the travels and preaching of Jesus. It is, in brief, the story of his whole life and his redemptive mission. He himself trusted the divine power quietly, even when caught in that raging storm of cruelty and injustice and oppression, which we call his passion and leading to his death. He arose on the third day from the sleep of death, giving the divine command that calms the storm. "Peace be with you," he said to his disciples. "Shalom." At that time, they were in the midst of the greatest storm of their lives. He brought them peace. Like the disciples, we fear many things, and out of fear, we may behave badly. We may lose our trust in God, who at times appears to be sleeping. Today's gospel assures us of God's constant care and protection. We remember his words to us upon arising, "Shalom," and his advice when he raised that young girl from death, "Fear is useless. What is needed is trust." Storms will come, inevitably, in nature and in our lives. But with preparation, we can withstand them all. In nature, we prepare for a physical threat. In life, we prepare through the experience of God's deep love and the covenant renewed each time we celebrate Eucharist.